Now, before concluding, just a very few words more specifically about the Heart Sutra in Tibetan Buddhism and in Zen. In both these traditions, in both Tibetan Buddhism and in Zen, the perfection of wisdom tradition is the dominant one. The Tibetan approach, we may say, is perhaps more dialectical. Tibetan Buddhists are rather intellectual. But the Zen approach to this same tradition is more intuitive and more poetic. But both traditions, both that of Tibetan Buddhism and that of Zen, highly esteem both the diamond and the Heart Sutras. And it is perhaps incidentally of some interest to notice that the Sanskrit text of the Heart Sutra, which for centuries had been lost in India — no copy of the Sanskrit text of the Heart Sutra, by the way, has ever been found in India. It's been found in a Japanese temple about 90 years ago, preserved in Japan. It wasn't a Zen temple, it was a temple of another sect, another school, but it was preserved, the original Indian palm leaf manuscripts in this Japanese temple. And both in Tibetan Buddhism and in Zen, in fact, not only in Zen, but many other schools of Japanese Buddhism, the Heart Sutra is constantly recited and constantly meditated upon as the essence, of the perfection of wisdom, which is synonymous with enlightenment. In fact, one of the great Zen masters, or rather Chan masters of China, Han Shan, has written a very beautiful commentary on the Heart Sutra, as well as on the Diamond Sutra, and both of these have been translated by Charles Luke, and these translations are indeed very illuminating. We may go so far as to say that the Diamond Sutra and the Heart Sutra, or rather the Heart Sutra together with the Diamond Sutra, constitutes the spiritual backbone of Far Eastern Buddhism. The Buddhism of China, of Japan, Mongolia, Tibet, Korea, Vietnam, and so on. And it is sincerely to be hoped that Western Buddhism also will continue this tradition, that here in this country too we shall learn to listen to the voice of Avalokiteshvara in our own hearts, in the hope that eventually the flower of perfect wisdom will bloom.